We are on the record.
Good afternoon. Today is June 17th, 2025. It's approximately 4:02 p.m. and we're here under case number 125-0107. The appellant is Iconic Motors, LLC. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. For the record, neither party is here today. And normally what we do in a case when neither party appears is that we read into the testimony, we read into the record what that party sent in writing as their testimony. However, today this case was bifurcated and we have an issue to deal with first, so we'll be doing that. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website and available for the appellant and other members of the public to listen to at a later time. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I am a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. Our preliminary issue is that the appellant who filed the case, Iconic Motors, LLC, is not showing as the legal owner of the case, and I'm looking at Exhibit 3, which is a printout from the Aries database, which happens to show who the owner of the vehicles are. It also has other information about the tow, and it says that the DMV registered owner is Guillermo Cortez Andrade. So I did issue an order, and that is Exhibit 8, and that order dated June 11th indicated that only the owner or the owner's authorized representative or somebody who reasonably appears to have an interest in the vehicle may request a hearing to contest the tow. So in that order, I broke this hearing into two parts and said the first part of the hearing would be dedicated to allowing the appellant to present evidence in support of their position that they are the owner or have a financial interest in the vehicle. And if I found in the appellant's favor, then we would move on to the second part of the hearing, which was the substance of whether or not the tow was valid. So I did order that the appellant must provide something showing the appellant, i.e. Iconic Motors LLC's ownership or financial interest in the vehicle, or that the appellant authorized somebody, for example, its principal, to represent it at the hearing. And neither of those has been uploaded. And in addition, the appellant is not here, or the appellant is not here today to tell me who the authorized representative is. So at this point, I am not going any further. I am making a finding that the appellant does not have a right to have a hearing, and I will be issuing an order, a written order, further explaining that. And at this point, the hearing, I will admit the pertinent exhibits, which will be the request for hearing, the Aries information that I just indicated, my bifurcation order, and that will be my order. At this point, the hearing is closed, and we'll go off the record. Thank you.